Radio Daily, weekend eve. That always feels good, especially if you're like me and technically sort of have a half day tomorrow. Yay, me. But enough about me. Welcome to the show. We're the fine folks from GeekRadioDaily.com. You know us, you love us, and all that fantastical nonsense. The folks bringing it to you today enters a door the same way every time, no matter where you are. It's podcasting's Rich Siegfried.
You guys never underestimate the power of a dramatic entrance.
Indeed. It's damn sexy what you do. Although I don't want to hear about you being in heels and it's a difficult thing. I can't deal with that. Hi, I'm the wonderful Billy Flynn.
I feel for you, but I gotta be honest. Only bitching I can tolerate this early is my own.
My own indeed. Tell me, what happened on this fine, fantastical day there, sir?
I stare into the camera as I slowly remove my glasses to read the news. In 1752, Ben Franklin flies a kite. Franklin describes his famous experiment proving that lightning and electricity are related in the Pennsylvania Gazette.
That's that kite Edison invented, right? 1832, Samuel Morse will later cite this day as the day he first conceived of the electric telegraph system.
Though Thomas Edison takes credit for making the sound, did it. 1860, the first company to manufacture internal combustion engines is founded.
1911, the first airplane flight across the U.S. from west to east. Robert Grant Fowler departs L.A., arriving in Jacksonville, Florida in February of the following year. You think TSA's bad now?
Well, the boots were so much more difficult to take on and off to go through the metal detectors back then. 1936, the first around-the-world airplane passenger race using only commercial flying routes returns to Lakehurst, New Jersey. Herbert Rosalind Eckens and two other reporters had begun the race on September 30th.
1948, the United States National Bureau of Standards authorized the construction of a standards Western atomic computer.
1951, all U.S. color television receiver production is halted and banned for the duration of the Korean War.
The CBS television network stops broadcasting color television programs, which had only begun June 25 because of the whole deal with the Korean War. Damn Korean War.
1973, U.S. federal judge Earl R. Larson vacates the patent on the ENIAC and rules that the Atanasoff-Berry computer, the ABC computer, I almost said ABC store, habit, built by physicist John Atanasoff, was in fact the first electronic digital computer.
Damn right. 1976, a new U.S. copyright law. President Ford signs it into law, the first major revision since 1909. It extends the copyright to 50 years after the author's death and made provisions for photocopying, television broadcasting, and protecting Mickey Mouse for Walt Disney for generations to come.
1985, the first Blockbuster video store opens in Dallas, Texas. The company is founded by David P. Cook, age 29.
We should stop by there after the show. 1990, Columbia Pictures releases one of the best remakes of a horror film ever, Night of the Living Dead, directed by the great Tom Savini, starring Tony Todd, Patricia Tallman, Tom Towles, and McKee Anderson. Did I mention it's freaking great?
2002 world chess champion Vladimir Kramnik reaches a draw in his 8-game Brains in Bahrain match with the computer program Deep Fritz, with each winning 4 games of the match.
I do not want to see the dirty movie Deep Fritz. 2004, SNK Playmore releases the Versus fighting game Samurai Showdown 5 for the Neo Geo game system. It is the last game ever to be released for the system. Aw.
By the way, I believe Bob Crane directed Deep Fritz. 2007, Columbia Pictures releases the horror film 30 Days of Night, directed by David Slade, starring Josh Hartnett, Melissa George, Danny Houston, Ben Foster, Mark Boone Jr., and Mark Rendell. The film, of course, is based on the comic series of the same name. In it, a small village in Alaska is attacked by a group of vampires over the course of a month, during which the sun doesn't rise.
That should have been an amazing movie, and it wasn't. Birthdays?
Rebecca Ferguson, 34 years old, from The White Queen and Mission Impossible, Rogue Nation.
Benjamin Salisbury is 37. He was Brighton on The Nanny.
He's 37.
Yep, you're old, dude.
Desmond Harrington, 41 years old, from Ghost Ship, Wrong Turn, Dexter, and Gossip Girl.
Chris Kattan is 47 from Saturday Night Live, A Night at the Roxbury, House on Haunted Hill, Undercover Brother, The Middle, and should have been who played the Grinch in a live-action movie.
True. Also, Corky Romano, but Undercover Brother was an awesome movie.
Yes.
Trey Parker, 48 years old, from Orgasmo, South Park, Basketball, movie I love, Team America, and of course, the one that started it all, Cannibal the Musical.
Shpadoinkle. John Favreau is 51 from Swingers, baby, Iron Man, baby, I Love You, Man, baby, and Chef, baby.
I Love You, Man, baby. Very different movie. Jeremy Swift, 57 years old, from Red Dwarf, Back to Earth, Downton Abbey, and Jupiter Ascending.
Did Bob Crane direct I Love You, Man, Baby? John Lithgow was 72 years old, from The World According to Garp, Twilight Zone, the movie, Harry and the Hendersons, Third Rock from the Sun, Shrek, Rise of the Planet of the Apes, and Trial and Error.
God, I'm looking forward to that coming back. Michael Gambon, 77 years old, from The Singing Detective, and of course, the second Dumbledore, starting with Azkaban.
Bernard Hepton is 92, from Get Carter, Gandhi, and The Holcroft Covenant.
That's just a badass title. I like that, The Holcroft Covenant. Born this day, no longer with us, 1433, Marcio Ficino, first translator of Plato's work to Latin.
The planet? Oh, wait. 1688, William Cheselden, influential in establishing surgery as a scientific medical profession, helped revolutionize medical practices in China and Japan in the 19th century.
Before then, it was considered plumbing. 1903, Tor Johnson, Shadow of the Thin Man, Bride of the Monster, and of course, Plan 9 from Outer Space.
1920, LaWanda Page. You best know her as Aunt Esther in Sanford and Son, but look up her stand-up work. That lady was filthy and hysterical.
Yes. 1928, Lou Scheimer co-founded the Filmation Company.
1932, Robert Reed, Mr. Brady on The Brady Bunch. He was in Roots. And of course, Rich Man, Poor Man.
That's a hell of a spread. 1945, Divine, American drag queen performer, Mundo Trasho, Multiple Maniacs, Pink Flamingos, Lust in the Dust, and probably John Waters' favorite star.
Oh, easy. Isn't she everybody's?
Sadly, there's probably not a John Waters movie on television, and that is a damn shame. But what is on CBS? We've got NFL, where apparently some Chiefs are going against some pirates. I'm not sure. Some Native Americans. I don't know what's going on.
ABC, it's The Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown, followed by Toy Story of Terror, A New Grey's Anatomy, and How to Get Away with Murder, A Fine Family Evening.
NBC has a new superstore, The Good Place, Will and Grace, Great News, and Chicago Fire.
Fox has a new episode of Gotham. And more Scarecrow, so Halloween!
CW has Arrow in the Hanson Brothers Ghostbusting Power Hour, known as Supernatural.
Over on Freeform, oh, look at here, guys. Adam's Family Values, thank you. Thank you for showing a really good movie.
Yes, Disney XD has a new global championship.
Comedy Central, it's a new Nathan for you and the President Show.
He's so sweet, always getting me something. FX has grown-ups too. Sam demands satisfaction in a new Better Things.
FXX and The Simpsons, it's Dancing Homer. And Mr. Burns gets a softball team, then Homer's hunger strike. They're the same thing.
I'm just a dancing fool. FXM has Born Legacy.
Game Show Network, celebrities eligible for the 2020 election will compete on a new Divided.
Ugh. IFC has Joma Hex.
God, Joma Hex, you should have been good. Nickelodeon, Cody and Garrett test Tyler on a new The Dude Perfect.
BBC America has Legion.
Sci-Fi Channel, new Van Helsing, and a research scientist self-experiments on a new Ghost Wars.
TNT has Get Hard. Still can't watch that on command.
True TV, new and practical jokers, inside jokes, and the Chris Get Hard show, which I can't watch with. But tonight we're watching the Lifetime Movie Network because a mother fights to protect her son from the romantic advances of an older predatory woman who's obsessed with him. Amanda Detmer and Caleb Rumier and Dinah Meyer star in Lethal Seduction.
The wonderful Billy Flynn looks at what soap opera's Billy Flynn is doing today. It's your Days of Our Lives Chad update.
Today, Abby walks in on Sammy kissing Chad. I mean, there's tongue. There's lips a-quivering. I don't know what kind of soap opera misunderstanding they walked into, but that sounds like a Thursday cliffhanger. Justin corners Bonnie to be like, hey, did you hear Sammy was kissing Chad? I mean, come on now. We just got this whole wedding thing down, Pat. They do love to make me worry. Hashtag Chabby. Forever.
Voice authorization needed to deliver waiting message.
Good day to you, sirs. As a distant relative of Thomas Edison, I figured I'd jump on the bandwagon and claim credit for creating Geek Radio Daily. Got any problems with that? Too bad! I've already applied for a patent. A cease and desist will be forthcoming. Just kidding. What on earth would I do with my mornings without you? Your ardent listener, Carol, no relation to Edison. Really? I don't know if we can trust you now, Carol. I'm going to need to see some documentation. You're going to have to prove... I need a DNA test to prove you're not related to Edison in any way, shape, or form. That means I need to administer you a shot. So, now I'm going to stop right there. If you'd like to send some notes as to who you're possibly related to that's going to ruin our lives, drop it to podcast@geekradiodaily.com. We'd love to hear from you. Unless, of course, you actually do ruin our lives, then we never really want to hear from you ever.
The following presentation is for mature audiences only. It is not intended for children, the oversensitive, or self-righteous gas bags with sticks up their butts.
This is Carol the Cat with the Guardians of the Geekery podcast. Join me, Starnes Lord, the Giddy Geeker, and whatever the hell we decide to call Tiffany this week as we interview local interesting people and talk about geek stuff. That's the Guardians of the Geekery podcast. Find us at guardiansofthegeekery.com or wherever fine podcasts are streamed. And remember, we're not the geekiest people on Earth. We're just here to guard your right to get your geek on.
Hey, everybody, it's Tony Todd. You're listening to Geek Radio Daily. Stay tuned or drop out. God bless you.
Indeed, we will. Hey, why don't you call Tiffany Tippy Tappy this week? I mean, that's new and different, and I'm sure it would bother the hell out of her. That'd be fantastic.
Greetings, Starfighter. You have been recruited by the Star League to defend the frontier against Zur and the Kodan Armada. Get ready. Prepare for blast.
Why do you have to read that in here? I'm trying to play a game.
One thing I know is that my allies and I had just obliterated the largest horde of rabid zombies I'd ever encountered, and then suddenly, Chief Wiggum 49 and Halo is my bitch 12 decided to frag me.
Because fraggins are coming, it's new games. What is our frag fest gonna possibly be this week, sir?
We've got Spelunker Party, a four-player multiplayer Spelunker game. I think multiplayer, four players already there, but hey, descriptions. Switch and the PC.
It could have been taking turns, you never know. The Count Lucanor, pixel horror game inspired by Silent Hill for the Switch.
Elliot Quest, an adventure-slash-exploration Zelda-style game. Defeat all four elements, guardians, and acquire their powers. Explore Yurule Island in search for treasures and artifacts. Earn money and experience by defeating enemies. That is available on the Switch.
Super Ping Pong Trick Shot. It challenges players to navigate obstacles with a trick shot from a ping pong ball, hence the title, for the Switch.
Fire Emblem Warriors. Omega Force and Team Ninja give the Fire Emblem franchise the Misu treatment. Available on the Switch and the 3DS.
Let's Sing 2018, a karaoke game for the previous Nintendo console.
Good title. Siberia. Kate Walker, a successful lawyer, travels to find Hans, the sole heir to a factory, and eventually ends up on a journey to find him and the ones thought to be extinct mammoths. Okay. Available on the Switch.
Can't wait for the sequel where they find Franz. Abyss, the Wraiths of Eden, a hidden object game set in an underwater city terrorized by ghostly creatures for the PS4.
Chaos, Child is the fourth mainline entry in the science adventure franchise of visual novels. So hopefully that means something to you. It's available on the PlayStation Vita.
Real Farm, an agricultural simulator for the PlayStation 4. A real farm on your digital console.
Just Dance 2018, the ninth main installment of Ubisoft's dancing game. It's available for the Switch, the Wii, and the Wii U.
Hidden Agenda, a multiplayer crime drama by Supermassive Games for PlayStation's PlayLink program. What's it about? Well, it's got a hidden agenda.
Destiny 2, the full-fledged follow-up to Destiny, will feature larger worlds, new subclasses and abilities, redesigned weapon types, and new PvP modes. It's available in lots of things, but it is now available on the PC.
The Mummy Demastered, a 2D Metroidvania game based on the 2017 The Mummy movie for the Switch, PC, PS4, and Xbox One, and timely released right there.
Do yourself a favor. Look at the cover art for that game. Makes no damn sense. It looks like an old 80s RPG of science fiction stuff. I don't know what it means. This is The Police, a strategy and adventure game by Weepy Studios, where players control Police Chief Jack Boyd and are tasked with improving the state of the police in the city of Freeburg. It's available on the Switch in the eShop, and I'm looking forward to the DLC featuring Sting.
Ghosts in the Materia World. Night Terrors, a fantasy-themed action platformer developed by Freak Zone Game for the Switch, because all games now come out only for the Switch.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News!
Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view, DreamWorks, in a move to scare you, has announced DreamWorks Trolls Holiday, a half-hour animated musical special set to launch November 24th on NBC. It keeps a bunch of people from the movie. Anna Kendrick is going to be back as Poppy. Justin Timberlake is Branch. Zooey Deschanel is Bridget. Poppy, Queen of the Trolls, learns the Bergens no longer have any holidays on their calendar, so she decides to bring Christmas to Eternia or something. I don't know. It's going to air Friday, November 24th at 8:30, and following its premiere, you can buy the DVD, so we'll talk about it then. And digital on November 28th. Netflix, whatever. It doesn't matter. It's an all-new animated series coming as well, because this is the preview for it. DreamWorks Trolls, The Beat Goes On. Did anybody really want this? Do the Olsen twins really need the money? Maybe they should have answered the call for Fuller House and saved us all the trouble.
Jesus, that plot sounds like a fever dream that I had after drinking 14 cans of Steven Seagal's Lightning Bolt energy drink. Whew. Last year, we talked about CBS developing a Nancy Drew series. That particular series would have followed an adult Nancy Drew working for the NYPD. Well, it looks like the project has been put on ice, but now it's also moved over to NBC. But NBC's version is nothing like its CBS counterpart. This new Nancy Drew project may still have the same creators, Doubt's Tony Fallon and Joan Ratter, but it's very different. This Nancy Drew is an author named Nancy Drew, who based the books on her childhood escapades. She took some liberties with the stories, her role in them, and while she got famous in the process, she lost her friends. I guess that was the one thing she couldn't find. She does eventually find them and has to reunite them to solve a real-life murder mystery. How did this change so much from the same folks? Well, Joan, one of the creators, said, "We did a pilot and we tried to forget about it, but we couldn't. We loved the characters so much, but we knew that we had to come up with a different way to go about it." Now, if this falls through, maybe a gritty PI version on ABC or a post-apocalyptic version on the CW with everybody looking entirely too handsome and pretty. Possibly a behind-the-scenes expose of the mystery novel industry on Fox. Although we've heard that X-Hamster has expressed interest for a Nancy Drew in the Clothes Kidnapper movie.
Mobile gaming offered the promise of gaming on the go in a very easy manner, but they also brought microtransactions, and those spilled over to real games. And despite gamers despising them, they generate billions of dollars annually for game companies. So publishers are always looking for a way to get you to spend more. And here comes Activision, creating the ultimate method to get you to put down cash for digital crap. They were granted a patent for an algorithm designed to entice players to spend money on microtransactions. What this does is lets players of low skill level puts them against more advanced players. This is done so you'll get just horribly embarrassed and shamed, and that you'll be like, "Oh my God, look at all the cool stuff they had. Let me buy all the gear they have in this game. I don't want to work my way up the ladder. I want to get there quick." It's just awful. Since this patent was approved, it's doubtful current Activision games are already using it. However, this could start popping up in future releases. It's a horrible idea. Many games group people by skill level so you have an even match. You know, so it's, how dare we say it, something that's fun. Now, if you want me to get teabagged by 12-year-olds just to get me to buy more digital items when I play Dancing with the Stars,
that is what we call a dick move.
Activision.
All right, Geeps, here's your chance to help one of our own. Joe Quesada needs your help recovering roughly 185 pieces of artwork stolen from his home last year. The art was subsequently resold at auction by a trusted friend, scattering valuable and personally important comic arts across New York City and beyond. Quesada broke down the multi-year ordeal in a Facebook post last night. According to Quesada, the art was stolen by a personal friend and contractor, Francesco Bove, who the Marvel Comics chief creative officer employed for residential work. Quesada contacted Bove in 2014 to help with repairs after a water pipe broke in his home. Quesada gave Bove the security codes to his home to help expedite repairs. In 2015, Bove experienced what Quesada called a horrific incident that left him hospitalized for some time. In the post, Quesada says he and his wife attempted to help Bove in his recovery, offering him smaller jobs and loaning him money through lean times. In July of 2016, my family and I were out of town when a family friend had asked if they could spend the weekend at my New Jersey home. When we went to remotely turn on the home's AC unit via our security app, we noticed that it was already on. The alarm system disarmed and all the interior security cameras were obstructed. The outdoor camera showed opened gates and used towels, as well as wine glasses strewn about. Mr. Bove was contacted immediately, but denied having been at the house. Sensing something was off, we let him know that we'd be notifying the police of a break-in, at which point Mr. Bove came clean and confessed that he was in fact staying there. Apparently, while squatting at Quesada's home, Bove was able to steal over 185 pieces of artwork from Quesada's personal collection. This is artwork which was then sold at auction. The stolen art consists of Archie comics illustrated by the likes of Stan Goldberg, Harry Lucy, Sam Schwartz, and Dan DiCarlo. The stolen collection also included pieces like Laugh Comics pages by Bill Wogan, The Adventures of Pipsqueak by Walt Lartner, and Pat the Brat and Shrimpy by Joe Howard, among others. Quesada is now calling for leads because Bove was recently arrested while re-entering the country after spending time abroad in Italy. Quesada is now hopeful that at least some of the artwork can be recovered. Anyone with information regarding Quesada's stolen and auctioned artwork should contact Detective Jeffrey McCarrick at the Sparta, New Jersey Police Department, or Quesada himself through his Facebook page. We will be posting listing the telephone number and a link to that page in the show. So make sure you check that out. Now, Nancy Drew and her friends promised to get on it right after they deciphered the message in the hollow oak they found at Redgate Farms, where they wanted to solve the secret of the clock that was behind the hidden staircase next to the whispering statue, of course. Jupiter Jones, Pete Crenshaw, and Bob Andrews are ready to leave through Redgate Rover to assist.
Nice. Dust off the telescope and keep looking toward the skies, or the skies, because this month you just might be able to catch a glimpse of the distant ice giant Uranus. In our solar system, today, it will be at its closest point to Earth in, like, I don't know, ever. This is known as opposition. It will be the opposite side of the sun in our skies. It'll be just 2.7 billion kilometers from Earth compared to the most distant position of 3.2 billion kilometers it normally is. Around this time, Uranus might just be visible with the naked eye in the night sky appearing in a blue-green color. With binoculars or telescopes, you should be able to more easily spot it near the constellation of Pisces in the southeast sky. The planet will be especially visible because it will be up so high. In fact, it will be the highest position in the sky since 1963. Planets aren't your thing? Fear not. We've also got a meteor shower coming this month. The Orionids will peak on October 20th, which is fortunately going to be a moonless night. Looking towards the Orion constellation, you can see 10 to 15 meteors an hour. Remember, if you're out and about and observing, make sure to wrap up warm. It's getting chilly out there. Might want to use an app to track the positions of the planets, and we'd recommend giving your eyes a good 20 minutes or so to adjust to the darkness. So enjoy, stargazers. And remember, no matter how stressful your week is, if the world's getting you down, you have something to look forward to. This weekend, your anus is going to look amazing. GRD is licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial. I know I'm 12. That's
classy.
I went a long way for that, too. It sounded all scientific and beautiful and stuff. Blah, 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 blah. Check us out on Facebook, Twitter, and all that fun stuff. Drop by geekradiodaily.com, because why not? YouTube.com/geekradiodaily. That's always fun. And drop a note. Let everyone know what Tiffany should be called this week for Guardians of the Geekery. We're taking those suggestions at podcast@geekradiodaily.com. Have yourself a good one, and we'll see you when we do.
Piss off.
Peace out, player.
I have no patience for useless things.
Good night, suckers.
I guess we've learned not to invest our own money in our harebrained ideas. Good night, everybody.
Mr. Henderson. Hi, I'm Josh Siegel. We're going to get you out of here as soon as we can. How you holding up?
My cellmate is a serial rapist.
That said, he keeps an immaculate bunk, keeps himself, and is gluten-free, so he gives me all his pastries. Let me clarify. Terrible human being, terrific roommate.
So what's happening now is the arraignment. This is not the trial.
You realize, of course, that this whole thing is absurd. I loved my wife. After lunch, I was waiting for the cable guy to show, so I went into the yard to roller size.
You mean roller skate?
No. Roller skating is for children. Roller sizing is a very graceful form of self-expression. It's much easier when you're not shackled.
It must be.
So I came back inside and found Margaret dead.
I'm so sorry for your loss. And we'll get into all that before you testify on the stand.
The icing on the cake? Cable guy never showed.
Or maybe you won't take the stand.